Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Is age just a number, and how does it affect relationships? We were talking about Cher there, and her younger man is, I think there's like a 30 odd year age gap. Well, my next guests are husband, Mike and Aaron, have a 37 year age gap. They do get some comments from friends and families and strangers online, and I wanted to talk to them. Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm Michael, and Aaron's
there on the other line.
Aaron here again.
Very good. Aaron, how did you meet Mike?
So I met Mike, it was in 2017. I actually met him while I was over in New York.
Okay, on a J1?
On a J1 initially, yeah, on the first time.
Okay, yeah, so Mike, you're from the States originally. And what was it about Aaron?
What was it? Well, when we spoke on the phone, and first of all, he was charming. And then, believe it or not, he actually said, you know, I might have to marry you one day. And that caught me. But anyway, so then about 2 weeks later, he came over and he was just, you know, like I said, he was charming. He was adventurous. He was honest. He was empathetic. He had so many traits, you know, I looked for when I went out with somebody. You know, I was just really blown away.
You knew, and the age obviously didn't affect you, because there is a decent age gap there. There's 37 years. Mike, you're 66. Aaron, you're 28. Did you have reservations about the age gap, Mike, at all?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And Aaron went back to Ireland after the summer, and I really wasn't going to pursue him. I just thought, you know, I did think he was young, and I wanted him to be able to formulate in his own mind what he really wanted without me influencing it.
Okay.
And so then Thanksgiving he called me, and I was just thrilled, you know, because I was not going to contact him. I was really thrilled, and we texted for the next 2.5 years, and then I came to visit him.
Sorry, 2.5 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years, but I didn't see him. We just texted back and forth.
So obviously, Aaron, Mike had been on your mind.
Yeah. So basically, it was like Thanksgiving about 2 years ago. I got back in touch with him because obviously, like, he was honestly playing on my mind. So I popped him a message and I was just checking in to see what he was up to. And then
sure
one
you were.
Led to another.
Sure you were.
Obviously, you know. And one thing led to another. And so I asked him to come over here. And he took me up on the offer.
Now, okay, so did you do the long distance thing for a while, Mike? Did you go back and forth and then?
No, it's funny. I came over in January of 2020. And when I left, we made plans. I told him, you know, I'd like to see him again. I was going to come back in April. But in between, COVID was just beginning. And so I was out in California. I lived in New York, but I was out in California. And I realized, you know, all the planes, you know, everything was being disrupted. And all of a sudden it occurred to me that, you know, if this COVID thing was serious, there was only one person I wanted to be with, and that was Aaron. And so I just decided, you know, I was going to get back here some way. And it took me about 3 days to get a plane that was not, a reservation that was not canceled. And I ended up coming here, you know, about a month earlier, March 24th, and then I was planning to come in April. And then from there, I never left.
Yes.
I was just
you stayed. You got married. You're together. You're happy. You're proving that age is just a number and it doesn't really matter and you just got to go for it. But people would have reservations, I would say. Not Cher and not you guys. But Aaron, I mean, were you getting funny looks when you're out and about? And how did your family react to you being with an older guy?
They surprisingly took it really well, to be honest. Obviously, I was expecting reactions to be a little worse than they were. But, like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I mean, I'm pretty open of, like, the kind of guys that I was into. And Mike is, like, my perfect type. So it doesn't really bother me, the any kind of looks. But everyone's been pretty good. But obviously, there'll always be one or two side eyes.
Yeah. And those side eyes normally come from people online and you can't really see their eyes. Do you get comments online if you post pictures and stuff like that? Do you get any nasty comments?
honestly, so most comments are genuinely good, but look, you obviously get the stereotypical comments of like, oh, sugar daddy or daddy issues. But, you know, they're kind of the two, I suppose, stereotypical kind of ones.
How long are you married now, Aaron?
So we're married 2 years since October 7th.
And how's life?
It's wonderful. Honestly, it's like
wonderful. Good. Well done. Straight in there, Mike. Wonderful. Yeah. And we're at, so you're living in Ireland. A big adjustment for you, though, Mike, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to adjust to here. But you know what? I am considering it at home. Mm. You know, I miss, there are certain things in the States that just, you know, you'll never be able to get here. But you know, I'm dealing with it and I'm considering it at home.
Okay. Diners. I'd miss diners. No. 24-hour diner. Okay, Aaron, can you tell me about Queer Days? What is that exactly?
Yeah, so like 2 years ago, we started a gay blog, I suppose. And basically, we done it because I thought it would be a really good idea just to see kind of real gay life or gay life through, you know, our eyes. So it's about like everyday experiences that we've had. And look, that many people that can relate to it as well. It's not just about age. It's just about, you know, being gay in a relationship in general. And many of the experiences that a lot of us share, I mean, you know, from coming out, kind of finding your own feet and everything in between, to be honest.
Okay. And what's the reaction been like? Has it been welcome?
Yeah, no, it's been surprising again. It's been very well, to be honest, now.
Okay.
I was a little surprised how good it was taken off.
Okay. Well, probably important conversations that need to be had. Mike, you recently featured on Channel 4's Love Against the Odds, and in it you mentioned that you had a conversation with Aaron about your will and life without you when you're not around. What was that like?
Well, I mean, look, it's something you have to deal with, and I obviously, you know, if things work right, I should, you know, definitely pass away before Aaron. And you know, I just think it was a little difficult because, you know, first of all, I don't know, they must have living wills here. And, you know, Aaron wasn't familiar with them, and I was asking him to sign something that says, you know, he'll never keep me alive. I don't want to be on a respirator and this and that. And, you know, at first, you know, he didn't quite understand it. And he was, you know, he said, I don't want to sign this. I'm not going to sign it. You know, I said, look, you really have to. You know, it's important. And, you know, I think he thought about it, but, you know, I mean, so if things work right, that's going to happen. But, you know, I hope to God that, you know, I mean, look, he likes older men. I mean, I hope to God he could maybe meet two more and have 10 wonderful years with each of them. You know, I mean, I want the absolute best for him, no matter what happens. And
those conversations about, we were talking about, you know, death on the show today, but those conversations about wills and guardians and what happens if I get sick and, but they're important to have with your partner. They're not a nice, and there's never a right time to do it. Like, you know, if you're out on a date night, it's not something, you don't want to be a buzzkill and bring it up then. But they are conversations that are important to have, aren't they? For everyone.
No, they are, you know, and there's really, you know, it's hard because, you know, once something's on my mind, I really have to get it off my mind or I'm preoccupied.
Okay.
You know, so that's like kind of a bad habit of mine. But, no, so I really, you know, it is stuff you have to talk about. And, you know, yeah, I have to talk, you know, I have to talk about my other, you know, a will and stuff. And, you know, and it's difficult. And Aaron says, you know, well, I don't care if you give me anything, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, that's not the point. You know, you have to know what's happening.
Yeah, because you're in a legal agreement. Like, you're married now. You're in it together. The only thing I specified is my producer, Anita. She has to come and do my makeup and dye my hair if I'm ever in a coma. I still want to be looking good for people who come and visit me and all that kind of stuff. But as a gay couple, apart from the age gap, is there anything that you guys or problems that you face that heterosexual couples don't face?
Oh God, I don't. You know, I think. You know, I don't know. I think maybe. I don't know, Aaron will say if this is true, but I think if you see an older heterosexual couple with a big age gap, people kind of assume they're married. Whereas with us, it's like, are you his father? You know, are you this? Or, you know, I mean, for some reason, I think people see it more in a gay relationship. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But it's like one of my closest friends, it was funny, you know, he was... my age and who's married. He married a woman about 30 years younger than him. And unfortunately, he's passed away now. But, you know, he said, one of my other friends said to him, well, what happens? Isn't Mike embarrassed when everybody's looking at this beautiful girl he's with? And Mike said, you know what? Tell Howard, everybody's, they're just jealous. You know, when you're getting stares and stuff, you know, they're just jealous.
Do you have a lot of things in common?
Aaron and I?
Yeah.
I think we do. Yes.
I hope so. You're married.
Yeah, you know, it's such an odd question. I mean, despite our age, I mean, what do you have in common? I mean, that can mean so many things. But first of all, it's funny, despite, we were talking about this last night, despite our age difference, we've had so many of the same experiences growing up.
Okay. Yeah. You know, that is crazy. You know, and in different, completely different countries as well.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, there's a common, you know, big common denominator there. And then the fact is, anything Aaron's interested in, you know, he loves football. I'm not, you know, I'm from America. I wasn't a huge football fan, but, you know, he's watching it. You know, I watch it. You know, I sit next to him and I'm paying attention, you know, and I learn. And if there's something I like a real lot that he doesn't, he does it with me.
Mike, you can stop watching football now because you're married to him. You know, I only did that before the wedding, and then I totally knocked that on the head. You don't have to do that anymore. Please stop doing that if you don't want to. Listen, I really like the idea of your blog. I think these conversations are important, and if there's a platform for people in the queer community to go to and ask questions and find out what, you know, I mean, because there is a stigma, let's be honest, there's a stigma with age gaps. I mean, it was in the entertainment news with Cher today. Of course there is. But you guys are here to prove, look, you're married. You moved from America, you're crazy, to come to Ireland and live your life with the love of your life. I mean, I think that's pretty special. I think that's pretty amazing. So the blog is queerdays.com. Aaron and Mike, I wish you the very best for the future. You have prompted me to get on to my will, Mike. So thank you for that. And thank you for coming on the show. And I wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thanks a million for having us on.
Anytime. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Mike. There we go. Aaron and Mike, 37-year age gap. They just sounded so normal and took it in their stride, moved countries for one another. I mean, obviously meant to be. So maybe Cher has a right idea. I need to get myself a new toy, boy.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.